This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, now that we've got that straightened out, 7 past the hour, this is the end of the third week of July, and the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, on the air with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and I'm losing my throat connection to you, so I'm going to ask you to go through the stories quickly, and I'll listen.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you're having a throat problem. I hope it cures itself because I don't have that much to say today.
I'll be fine, thank you.
I'll cover because there's so much. There really is so much stuff happening this week. This has been an amazing week of news stories upon news stories. Journalists have been going crazy. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, the woman slain by the Minnesota cop and the Saudi miniskirt controversy. Those are tied. At number 8, the season debut of Game of Thrones, which I think I better get around to checking that out. At number 7, the O.J. prison release hearing, sort of a daytime drama that many folks across the nation and many channels witnessed live. At number 6, the USPS Clinton campaign scandal. At number 5, U.S. to end Syrian arms deal. At number 4, blockbuster, McCain's cancer diagnosis. At number 3, the Trump approval rating and just the general feeling about Donald Trump as president. And number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, the fate of Obamacare tied with the GOP health care plan. And that's just the top 10. On the people list, we have Justin Rutzik at number 10. At number 9, O.J. Simpson and Arnell Simpson. At number 8, Jeff Sessions. At number 7, John Huntsman. At number 6, Vladimir Putin. Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner are tied at 5. I'm sure they wish they weren't. At number 4, Donald Trump Jr. is tied with Natalia Veselnitskaya. At number 3, John McCain. At number 2, Mitch McConnell. At number 1, Donald Trump. What a week!
So, the whole business about Trump and the approval rating, which is number 3 this week, Michael, from your perspective, the respect that he's being shown or not being shown is, some people say, is not deserving of respect. But the office, people still say, oh, I respect the office of the presidency, but I don't respect him. There is such a line, and it's a broad line, of people who like him, support him, and think he's getting a raw deal from those who don't like him. There is this sort of assumed role the president is to play, and having the respect of the nation. I guess it depends on how you define respect. Isn't that kind of what it boils down to? What we were brought up to believe is respectful. I don't believe that most of the material that I see in the mainstream media is very respectful of him. And then you say, well, he's not respectful of them, which came first, the chicken or
the egg? Let me ask you a question. Clear your head of all subjectivity and listen to my question. If the what you call the mainstream media were very, very respectful and polite and pro-Trump, what would you think of them?
I wouldn't think. I think that the problem with this country is that we have bias and we have non-objective. You use the term journalists. A lot of journal. I don't see much journalism. I don't see what I grew up and what you grew up on as journalism, investigative reporting, whatever it is. I don't see that much anymore. I see pejorative thinking. I see one-sidedness. I hear from people who build their thought process on fake news and what's on blogs, and it just isn't. So we're in this conundrum of not really knowing what the facts are. And I think that a lot of things that get said about Trump are based on what people read in a cursory fashion from people who don't like him. I'm not here to apologize for him. But I think a lot of the things he's done have been dumb. And I think his attitude toward the job is cavalier. However, is he all bad? No. He's not. And that's what you get from reading most. I mean, I can go through my 14 sources that I read every day, and there's one headline. I've never seen anything like it. Day after day after day, week after week, month after month, it's the same kind of stuff. Shots here, shots there, and...
But so basically what you're saying, I mean, you're mixing two issues here. One is there a duty on the part of the press to be respectful to the president, no matter whom it is?
No. No. There isn't. But
and the other thing is, you obviously disagree with those who think Trump is doing an outrageously bad job.
I don't disagree. I think that's not what I'm saying.
But
I think he's
like
doing outrageously well, so I'll clarify. I think he's doing an outrageously bad job in communicating. I think he's doing an outrageously bad job because he's simplistic in his thinking about some things. In that way, I think. But I think there are some things, the regulations that he is having his people overview, the 400 and some odd regulations that have been dismissed. Many of them, if not most of them, were unnecessary. We're becoming a state. The police mentality and the control and authoritarianism. And I don't just, there's too much, it just is uncomfortable. Where we were, the pendulum had gone too far as I was concerned, in one direction. Now it's gone too far in the other direction. When do we come to the meeting of the minds? Are we ever going to do that anymore? I think I said this to you a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about his popularity and his approval rating is the number three item this week on the countdown. There are 40% of the population who's solidly behind Trump. That's it. That's his majority. But because there are so many other splinter factions now, look at the Republicans can't even agree among themselves as to what to do. Democrats sure can't agree among themselves what to do. So that shows the fractionalization.
The Democrats are not the issue. Don't you find it interesting that the conservatives and the Republicans are at each other's throats now? Don't you find it interesting that much of the newsworthy disapproval being shown to Donald Trump is coming from his own party?
I don't find it. I find it compelling. I don't know if interesting is the right
interesting is
word
a mild
for, because
word,
they're
or
shaking
worthy of our talking about it.
Yeah, they're shaking up the status quo. The Republicans and the Democrats. Let's face it. Washington is up to its Mickey in corruption. The kinds of things that get done. I've said many times on the air, it would be kind of cool if the members of Congress were required, as NASCAR drivers are, to put on their jackets who it is that's sponsoring them, who is paying for them to get reelected. And that's where...
that's where Congressman with decals all over.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right. But that's what's going on. It's the same stuff. So at least Trump isn't beholden to any of these people in that way. Maybe he's beholden to them for other reasons.
Is he possibly beholden to Putin and the Russians?
Maybe. I thought it was kind of funny. I think I mentioned this when he, after the meeting, or he had two meetings apparently, when he was there, and he leans over and says, "Okay, did you do it?" Just like that. Yeah, there's a certain amount I don't know what the right word is. There's a certain amount of release that comes from him in his kind of direct way. It seems a little foolish sometimes and sophomoric. And then you could say, well, the fate of the world hangs in balance. And you could say, all right, so what are we going to do? Here's the turn on that, Michael. The North Koreans, again this past week, shooting up another ICBM to test it. They now have the ability to reach Hawaii, apparently, with some kind of missile. So the Hawaiians this week have started. Remember when we were kids, we had the Connell Rat alert, and we'd go under the stairs in the school to hide in case there was a drill, in case there was a nuclear war, and we get hit with a nuclear bomb. We were told to go hide in the basement in the boiler room of the school. And so now in Hawaii, they're doing that sort of thing. They're training people. They're starting an educational process as to what happens if a North Korean ICBM blows up Hawaii. Everything gets blown up. Everything's out of proportion. Everything's crazy. Right. And you can feel that frustration among people who are thinking that the news media is overcooking whatever their criticisms are of Donald Trump.
I think the problems are far deeper than the news media overcooking their criticisms of Donald Trump. Now, this is a media show, and we're talking about the media.
Right.
So it's appropriate. But I have to step back and for the record, say, I think that the media's coverage of all of this is one of the least important parts of it. In terms of cutting back regulations, and in terms of clearing the thicket and draining the swamp and all of those terms, you don't need any one particular person to do it. You need a mindset. So the fact that Donald Trump is doing all of that is cool, but anybody could do it if they really wanted to.
Yes.
It's not like he has any great specific skills to do that. But where Donald Trump is failing is his ability to do what great presidents have done in the past, and that is to communicate. Mm-hmm. That's what made Ronald Reagan obviously so held in such high regard by so many factions.
Mm-hmm.
Even McCain is held in high regard by many factions, although some of his actions and speeches and things in the last year have been kind of strange, and maybe it has to do with the fact that he's suffering from a brain disease, which puts it into perspective, because I remember when McCain was one of the most eloquent and reasonable mm-hmm. speakers of all time.
Yeah.
But just to wrap it up before the break, Trump needs to get stronger at communicating and negotiating and compromising and doing the things that great presidents have to do to succeed or they fail. Mm-hmm. And cutting back regulations is not enough.
No, it isn't. You're right about that. It's 18 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Every week, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen together for an hour going through the items of interest, the research by the folks at Talkers Magazine on Michael's staff. They talk to the stations, the program directors, the people who are on the air. It's really a great list. You can check it all out at talkers.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $300. $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour. You're listening to Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen, the charts and the people. And we get into some oftentimes silly and fun conversations because that's the nature of our, well, that's the nature of our friendship and our relationship. But we're, like most adults, we have serious moments and we have silly moments. You ought to enjoy those of you with your friends. You have time with your friends. Are you always serious? Are you always silly? No, you're human beings and you have different emotions and different things are going on in your thought process. And that's really what this program, which is aimed at a reflection, frankly, of the world of News Talk Radio, which the subject matter, when Michael goes through the list, there are some things on there that seem very serious, and then there are other things sometimes that show up that are not, like the Game of Thrones. I don't even begin to understand what the excitement is about that show.
There's always a show that makes its way into the public discourse. I mean, we've been doing charts like this for well over a quarter of a century now,
and
there have been many shows. I'm desperately trying to think of one, but there are many shows that people talk about. Let's go back to past eras. Remember who killed whatever his name was on that night?
Dallas. Yeah,
who killed JR? Who shot JR?
Right.
That was major stuff. The last show of Seinfeld was in the news. People were discussing whether it was a cop out or not. There are all kinds of things like that. I think it's kind of normal. I haven't seen any of Game of Thrones. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And
I saw enough of it to know I don't want to watch it. It's full of people getting chopped up and cut up and murdered and. My son Matthew told me that.
My son Matthew said that you're going to expect there to be some gruesome stuff, like they cut off somebody's head and it falls down. I don't like those kinds of scenes. I don't like heads being cut off.
No. That sort of reminds me of a scene that I saw. I didn't like the idea of Conan the Barbarian. And one night I just happened to come across, as I was flipping through channels, a scene where Arnold Schwarzenegger cuts off James Earl Jones' head and throws it down the steps and I'm thinking about what kind of stuff. Why do people find that entertaining? It's gruesome.
Well, it's all part of horror, part of roller coasters, part of that type of thing. You know, we are thrilled and entertained by taken to places on a fantasy level that might be absolutely terrifying in reality.
Was that, does that mean something's wrong with me because I don't want to see any of this stuff?
No, it means you're actually pretty well adjusted.
Oh, thanks.
You know,
that's the first time anybody said that to me for a while.
My wife, who has made a tremendous effort over the years to appreciate football that I like to watch, which I consider to be a guilty pleasure because I know football is bad. It's a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah, it is.
And I enjoy watching it. So I allow myself the guilty pleasure of doing something bad. She watches it with me quite often, and I have to admire her for doing it for me because she is such a sensitive person that she actually feels the pain when these guys get hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's painful for her to watch. And I, of course, say, well, you know, no one's forcing them to do it. They're getting paid millions of dollars. They love it. They're stupid.
Yeah.
They're stupid.
To that point, you are right. But then think about how it trickles down to college and to high school.
Yeah, well, that's the point. I mean, I know it's wrong. Hmm. It's wrong. Not to mention the organization that runs it is somewhat questionable
crooked.
In terms of it.
They're crooks.
Well, they may sue you for that.
They're crooks. Sue me. Crooks. You're crooks. All of that stuff is so corrupt.
So that's why Game of Thrones is there.
Okay, thank you. and that's why it's all about. More.
It's a bunch more hokey pokey.
Yes, right. More hokey pokey and hocus pocus coming up. It's the half hour mark, 28 after the hour, in fact.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of $95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. We're on our soapbox of ideas with thoughts. You can always send us your comments. I always get something at least once a week from somebody who is either really happy about what we're talking about or not. That's the whole nature of this game, to have people react. It ought to be, instead of talk radio, it ought to be called reactionary radio. There are some people who are very good at different sorts of things. This is a focus on news talk radio. That is conversations about what's going on in the news. And there are some really good people. We, over the years, have highlighted conversation about some of the good national people and the local people. And I noticed that this week on Up Close and Far Out, your podcast, you have a conversation with a really good broadcaster named Todd Feinberg. I say that because he and I are friends. I like him. He's had a pretty good career in New England. Anyway, he's a good, basic, I think, meat and potato kind of host. And
very smart. Very smart
guy. Yeah, he's a very smart guy.
Yeah. And ethical.
Yeah, right. So he's now on WTIC in Hartford, one of your alma maters.
Yeah.
And he replaced the crooked governor, didn't he? Isn't that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the timeline there is. I think the crooked governor was out before, and there was somebody in between. But Todd's doing 3 to 6 on WTIC in Hartford, which in the industry we consider a station like that to be a heritage station. It's
a great station.
It's got a. It may as well well be in New York or L.A. In other words, it's one of those stations that regardless of how big the city is, it's that well respected in the country, in the business.
Right. Yeah.
And I had the pleasure of working there for a couple of years, many years ago.
I almost did, too.
Really?
Yeah, I got hired. You know, I got hired, and then they decided they were going to do what they thought they were going to do. You remember that. Don't you remember that when
Bill
White was there?
Yeah. I do not remember that. Yeah. And now it's starting to be hey, we're talking 27, 26, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It's, so
what is there about him, and what do you learn in the podcast without giving it away? Because you can, if you go to Talkers Magazine, you'll find it highlighted there, and you can click on it.
I'll tell you, I'm fascinated as an observer and participant in talk radio about the fractionalization of the conservative movement as it is explored in the media. I talk to him about that.
Let me just, for the audience's benefit, you posted recently, and I think we talked about it here a couple of weeks ago, a theory which I have used almost daily. Since this idea surfaced, since you talked about it, I use it not only on the air, because I don't use it as much on the air as maybe I do in my own personal conversations with people, about how there is, you use fractionalizing as a term here, and how, you know, the Republican Party is chopped up now, Democrats are chopped up. It's kind of like religion. When the original Catholic Church was chopped up and it became the Episcopal Church, Church of England, and then the protesters.
It's the nature of things.
It's
the nature. It's not only the nature of human nature. It's the nature of the universe. It's the nature of reality. And I always tell this to my conservative friends, and I tell it to my liberal friends. You know, I like that. I tell my friends that, okay, suppose all the liberals were gone tomorrow. Now that everybody in America is a conservative, you wouldn't notice any difference because it would immediately break off into the left wing and the right wing, and they'd be liberals.
Yeah.
You cannot get out of that syndrome on this plane we call reality. It's fractals. It repeats itself. And when you start to get in harmony with that kind of thinking, you step back and you realize that a lot of these arguments are very, very isolated, very, very small, narrow thinking, and futile. They're futile arguments.
Well, and they're created by people who have something to gain immediately. What Bannon comes to mind, and his self-serving drivel, where he comes from and why he's even still there. There are people who say, oh, my God, this guy, actually, now that I think about it, there were people who supported him when he first became an advisor to the president. Now I don't think anybody supports him because
he was the CEO of Trump's campaign.
Yeah.
And you have to hold Trump accountable for that.
Yeah.
You see, back to what you were saying earlier, and for those just joining us, Doug was putting forth the premise that the media has been completely unfair or very unfair in their constant criticism of Trump. He's done some good stuff. But the fact is, having a guy like Bannon that close to the throne, that close to the ear, is serious stuff. If you see Bannon the way you see him, if you love Bannon, then it's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
But many people think Bannon is Darth Vader.
He's a bad guy. Yeah, he's a bad guy.
So why is Trump having him there?
Well,
defanged. You should be concerned.
I thought he was defanged, but he's still has some influence, it would appear. See, that would be a great conversation to have with somebody like Todd Feinberg, who's sort of, like I am, a rhino, although I no longer belong to the Republican Party.
Todd Feinberg is a dye-in-the-wool conservative. He is a pure conservative. And that's why talking to him is fascinating, because he's honest. He's intellectually honest.
Well, conservative, if you get the definition of, understand the definition of the word conservative, then you're saving, and there are all kinds of ways of saving and all kinds of ways of looking at how to save. That's the, for me anyway, I think I'm a real conservative because I think we are overcharged. We pay too much money for government. We're not saving the environment. We're not paying attention to things that are worthy of our consideration to be preserved.
Part of it. The word conservative. To conserve, I think it's more than that. I think it's operate with caution. It's don't dive into the pool till you see how deep it is. Beware. take baby steps. Don't. It's the brake on the car as opposed to the gas pedal. Progressive is the gas pedal. Now, I've never seen a car work without a gas pedal or a brake. Right. So, you know, thank goodness we have the concept.
Welcome to the era of self-driving cars. That'll change.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other subject. They won't be cars anymore.
Oh, my God. All right, what a horror show.
Wait.
Can you imagine not driving? I love to drive. Don't you love to drive? I'm not thinking. I've never driven anywhere with you. I've never been in a car with you.
No, you haven't.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
What am I missed? I don't have to think about that.
After all these years to find out.
Never.
Well, one of these days, maybe we'll make a plan. We'll go for a ride in a car. I have a jalopy. We'll go down Van Nuys Boulevard on a Saturday night.
Pick
up chicks.
There we go. Perfect. 42 past the hour. Talk radio review. If you're hiring somebody, you've got a job opportunity in your company and you're trying to find the best candidate, may I suggest that you go to ZipRecruiter so you can post your job on hundreds of job sites, one click and one click only. And then their powerful technology matches the right person to your job better than any other circumstance. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV gives you access to ZipRecruiter without charge. Join the hundreds, if not thousands, of companies that have taken the call to action that I'm suggesting. I'm looking at a college that was looking for a financial aid worker, and they found him on ZipRecruiter. I'm looking at a Whole Foods market, which just opened in my area, and they went online, ZipRecruiter, to find people to work at $15 an hour. There were a lot of summer jobs that were on ZipRecruiter. It just gives you an idea. Big company, small company, doesn't make a difference. Whatever the job is, they'll find you a match. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. Find out why so many people are using this in business. Big, small, makes no difference. Qualified job candidates from a qualified site with immediate results. For free usage of ZipRecruiter, use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself in the middle of a lake. While on that lake, you have a revelation that your truck and boat should be bundled together. As you look out over the waters, a mermaid tosses you a fish. It's kind of small. You throw it back.
Plunge into savings when you bundle your truck or SUV with your outdoor vehicle. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
All right, 45 and change past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio, charts designed, developed by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, still playing back the fireside chats and all of the things that were an important part of the Talkers annual. I can't believe that was 6 weeks ago already.
Yeah.
The time and how we're moving through the
talk year. Radio fans should check that out because it's really real inside stuff. It's very well video recorded, and we're still putting them up, and there's hours of content there, seeing some of the people that you hear and know about on the radio talking to each other.
Yeah,
about the industry. It's great stuff on Talkers
TV. And it's not the usual sort of slapping each other on the back stuff.
No.
This is substance. I said that. I've said it to Michael any number of times, on the air, off the air. This was the best Talkers convention in a long time because we actually learned about the individuals who were in focus. You learned something from them, either about them or what they're doing. And that, of course, was the idea. To actually have these, what do they call it, takeaway, I think.
Yeah, well, we threw away the panel format,
the
old panel format, and people who are in business who go to seminars and conferences know what the panel format is. It's 5, 6, 7 people sitting at a table and nobody's saying anything because there's no way to do it. We did all mini one-on-one conversations, 10, 15 minutes each, and it was spectacularly successful. It took a chance, but it just felt like the right thing to do.
All right, so you put these things together, you and your staff. Do you ever look at the list and you come up with the data and you come, all right, so here's the list. Do you ever look at the list and disagree and say to yourself, now, this story, for me, was more important than that story, even though it didn't reflect the...
No, I don't use the word important. We've had this discussion 100 times. This is not a list of important stories. This is a list of most talked about stories. Mm-hmm. Hence, we have the Game of Thrones season debut and conversation about baseball mixed in with Trump and Russia and whether or not millions of people are going to lose their health care. There's no way to really determine what's important here. It's not. It doesn't relate. If we only do what's important, then we're going to be snobs.
Well, I guess that important is a relative term. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about what's important to you individually versus what's important to the average listener or you know, how this shakes down. That's
I think what's important to me personally and what's important to the average listener is their health, the health of their family, and their personal finances, and then their romantic relationships.
I think you're right.
I think that takes up 90% of everybody's thoughts.
And that's why when it came to number one this week, the GOP health care plan, most people on the air have become so partisan and so in the weeds, they neglect to talk about what in my mind, and this is why I asked the question the way I did, is the most important thing when it comes to health care. It is education as to how to live well, and preventative medicine, which is now becoming a whole new part of some of the concierge medicine that's being provided in
our
country.
But this is about the business of health care.
And
health maintenance, definitely education and taking care of yourself. But I think that isn't it obvious that it should be depoliticized and that it cannot be. Nothing will get done unless the Democrats and the Republicans, the liberals and the conservatives, depoliticize it, come together in good spirit for the sake of humanity, and figure out how to create a health care system in this country that gives the most people the best care at the lowest cost.
Mm-hmm. And how are you going to do that again?
Cooperation.
Aha! Yes. And education. If you will.
I mean, it has to be depoliticized.
All right, you'll be president, I'll be vice president. We'll fix everything. We're geniuses.
No way.
Oh, come on.
No way would I.
Be good for change. We could still keep our radio shows. Keep doing that. 10 before the hour. Michael Harrison, check things out at talkers.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And now, continuing with the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college prof, teaches law and how to get around it at Bar... No, he doesn't really. He's
how to get around it.
Right, exactly. Well, when you see things like this story from Minnesota, this woman... shot by the police officer, the continuing focus on police, the good or bad, and the people who attack this situation, you have no respect for the police, which is nonsense. I don't have a lot of respect for authority because authority is there to preserve itself, and I don't find that to be intriguing nor self-serving. Frankly, they serve themselves. They don't serve us. I love the police cars there to protect and serve, and I always say to whom, for whom, by whom. Anyway, so here's this young fella, been on the job less than 2 years. I can't make heads or tails of this, and neither can anybody else that I know.
No, and of course, one of the big issues is, you know, here they had uniforms that had the body cameras on. Now, I can understand they hadn't even left the car, that they had not yet turned those on. However, I want to hear an explanation, and particularly why the dash cam was turned off. So, you know, these are things that we have in place to help monitor for the benefit of everybody, including the officers. And they're glaringly absent in this, and this story really needs a great deal of explanation to find out what went wrong, because you can't get much more serious than this.
No, not really. And it does feed into the people's skepticism about the police.
Absolutely.
It just does.
Yeah.
And why, and you know, the Baltimore thing with the planting of evidence, that sort of stuff. And again, anytime you criticize the police, those who are on that side, you have no respect for the police. I don't have any respect for this kind of stuff. Why should I?
And, you know, there are represented police officers, been on opposite sides with them, and the good cops want to weed out the bad cops just as
much.
And to say that there aren't any bad cops in there is ridiculous, and then to demonize law enforcement is also ridiculous.
Right.
So, you know, as the great Bill Belichick said, just do your job.
Right, exactly. All right. Have you seen the lady that he's been living with the last 10 years, by the way?
Yes, I have.
Okay, just wondering.
And she's doing her job. Okay.
Yes, she is. I hope she's doing a fine job. So speaking of doing a good job, O.J. Simpson, this has got to be the number one legal story of the week.
Thank God he's going to be out there now to be able to find the killers. I mean,
right.
His search was set back 9 years. O.J. Simpson killed his wife, his former wife, and Ronald Goldman.
How can you say that? He wasn't convicted in criminal court.
He was found not guilty, where the burden of proof was beyond a reasonable doubt and to a moral certainty, and there were problems with the manner in which the prosecution brought the case. In a civil case, he was found responsible, meaning he did it. And I don't think there is any way of looking at the evidence without seeing that. That being said, despite the fact that, my wife said keep him in prison because he killed these people, that had nothing to do with this. And he deserved...
Oh, come on. Of course it had. He got caught and they threw the book at him because he didn't get convicted.
Oh, absolutely. What I'm saying is for the parole. There is no question that someone who had committed the crime that he did regarding going in and getting back his memorabilia, there is no way that person would have been in prison for 9 years. This was just a way of getting back at him. But he deserved parole. He's out. He had better. Remember, parole is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. And if he has any violations, he can go back in. And I do remember there was a period where he had a few traffic dust-ups with people. He's going to have to be your basic model citizen, and hopefully he will.
With that in mind, how does a state, this is a sort of legal entangled legal inside, how does it work that a state can say yes or no to a felon or somebody who's been in jail to live? They're asking Florida for permission for him to live there. Why? How?
It's because of the fact that he is on parole. They make conditions for the parole, and that can be one of the conditions, whether he is allowed to leave the state, and if so, where he can go. Of course, one of the reasons he originally went to Florida was a reason that a lot of people who are in trouble with civil lawsuits go to Florida, is they have unlimited homestead protection. So he was not the first person to take whatever money he has and throw it into a huge home in Florida and avoid people collecting against him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got $250,000 a year retirement, but there are things that are sheltered so that the Goldmans can't get at it, obviously. So that's an interesting, we have to pursue that legally and how that works at some other time, because we're out of time here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, legal opinions on the charts from Talkers Magazine on The Countdown.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.